024-245-200, or you can WhatsApp the show live on 07-88-55-99-786. I'll repeat those numbers again. That's 0114-245-200, and the WhatsApp number is 07-88-55-99-786. So that was your cricket news, and before that we had the football. And next up I'm going to look at the French Open, which is currently taking place. And Andy Murray is live in action right now, so I'll update you with that match as well. So the big news this week from the French Open, if you don't know, is Rafa Nadal, who's won the tournament, you know, record winner of that tournament, pulled out before one of his matches this week with his wrist injury. So he's pulled out the tournament, which is a big loss. And so it gives you better. It's a big loss to the tournament because his record is second to none at the French Open. And also during the week, Murray's been struggling. He's had two five-set matches, and then he had an easy win the other day as well. And he's on fourth-round action today. So it'll be interesting, you know, how Andy Murray will go towards the tournament because he's played a lot of matches as well. And like I said, Nadal going at, pulling out of the tournament with his injury is a big blow to the tournament. And I think it's just a straight shootout between Andy Murray and Djokovic, who's going to win the title. So at the moment, I still make Djokovic the favourite purely because of his gameplay and his record on clay. But Murray did beat him a few weeks ago, so he, you know, that'll be fresh in his mind. But we'll see how it goes for the rest of the tournament, and it'll be interesting, you know, what's going to happen and who's going to win in the men's final. So at the moment, Andy Murray, as I mentioned, is in fourth round action. So currently is there into the first set. Is so 6-6 in the first set between Andy Murray and John Isner of America. So Andy Murray is the second seed and Isner is the 15th seed. And another fourth round match which is taking place at the moment is Nishikori, who's the fifth seed, against Richard Gasquet, and there's 2-1 in the first set. And also we've got Wawrinka, who's the third seed and who surprisingly won the tournament last year against Troziki. And this match has been completed. So in the first set, it was 7-6 to Wawrinka. Second set went to Troki. Sorry for the mispronunciation. He won it 7-6. And then Wawrinka won 6-3, 6-2 in sets. The third set and the fourth set to win 3-1. So he's into the next round. And also another men's match, fourth round match today. Ramos Vinolas beat Raonic in straight sets, 6-2, 6-4, 6-4. So that was in the men's singles. Moving on to the women's singles, which have taken place so far. So in the fourth round, on today, we've had wins for Rogers against Begu, and Kunitsova lost against Muguruza, who's the fourth seed, 6-3, 6-4, so they're quite good results for them. And then two fourth-round matches tomorrow. We've got later on today, we've got Radvanska against Prononkova and Halep against Stosa, so that'll be quite interesting as well. So that's the latest at Roland Garros. So if you've got any thoughts on the French Open, you can let me know, and who you think is going to win. I reckon, from my experience of watching the French Open, I think Serena is going to win the ladies, and I think Djokovic will have just you know, enough in the tank to win the men. So the finals will be next weekend, and obviously I'll update you in future shows, or you can follow it through, you know, my hashtag #Zay60Minutes, and I'll update you regarding that. And so that was your just a brief information regarding the French Open, and then we'll move on to the Formula One, which took place today as well. So I'm just going to update you with that as well. So as you can see, there's always so much sport to talk about. If I had 5 hours, I'll still be talking about, you know, sports in those 5 hours as well. So it's good to be, you know, aware of all your sports. And I do actively encourage, you know, all of you to get involved in sport by playing, because when I was growing up here in Ilford, you know, as a youngster, we all played football and cricket, you know, every day in school. And then obviously in the summer holidays or half-term holidays, we used to play every morning as well. So it's good to do that as well. And it's good experience. And later on, you can get involved in sport further on. And that's what we as Asians lack, is that we replace football, you know, school level, college level, but we don't maintain that. So obviously it was nice to see, you know, more and more Asians get into mainstream sport, football and cricket, especially here in the UK. But we still need to maintain that, you know, as a leisure activity as well, because we're quite lucky. We still do have a lot of parks and open spaces where you can play sports. So I would encourage people to play and play on a regular basis if you can do. If not, just play on a weekend as well, and encourage others to play as well. So moving on to the F1, Lewis Hamilton won the Monaco Grand Prix over Daniel Ricciardo in the last hour or so. So first of all, Lewis Hamilton finished first for Mercedes. Daniel Ricciardo, Red Bull, was second. And Sergio Perez for Force India was third. So Lewis Hamilton took a superb victory in a close battle with Red Bull's Daniel Ricciardo in a thrilling Monaco Grand Prix, which I just mentioned finished in the last hour, to reignite his title campaign. Hamilton's first win this year cut his deficit to Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg, who finished seventh, to 24 points. The world champion benefited from a slow pit stop for Ricciardo, but also from his own brave call to delay a tyre change on a drying track until he could go straight to slick tyres. He then had to defend from Ricciardo for 45 laps to win. It was a masterclass of defence, driving that at times recalled McLaren's Ayrton Senna holding off the faster Williams of Nigel Mansell in the closing stages of this race in 1992, a battle that has gone down in Formula One folklore. So how did Hamilton do this? The race started behind the safety car on a soaking track, and victory hinged on Hamilton's decision to ignore his team's request to come in to switch to intermediate wet tyres as they stepped between the four wets on which everyone had started the race and the untreated slicks. So he was the only driver to do that, and the decision ensured he moved into the lead after starting third behind Ricciardo and Rosberg. And Mercedes said the decision was a joint one between driver and pit wall. And when the race started on lap 8, Ricciardo quickly built a huge lead as Rosberg struggled in the difficult conditions, for which Mercedes blaming brake temperature problems. On lap 16, by which time Ricciardo was 13.1 seconds in front, Mercedes ordered the German to let Hamilton by, and the Briton quickly pulled away at more than 2 seconds a lap. So he goes, "I'm kind of lost for words," said Hamilton. "I prayed for a day like this and it came through, so I feel truly blessed." That was the longest one. It was crazy how long it was to understand how much wheel spin you were allowed, because you don't know how long the tyres are going to go. So well done to Lewis Hamilton on winning the Monaco Grand Prix. And it's quite a few years since he's won that one. And well done to him. And it's looking good for races ahead. So Monaco is, for those of you who've never watched it, you know, it's a very, very scenic route. And it's a very, you know, splendid view for Formula F1 as well. So well done to Hamilton. And we're shortly coming up to the show. We're going into the last minute now. So I just wanted to remind all my listeners that next week I will be doing a full show on Euro 2016. So make sure you listen in, and make sure you've got a pen and paper ready, because I'll be going through a lot of facts and figures. And make sure you're tell all your friends and family to listen in as well. That'll be next Friday, next Sunday, same time as usual. Next Sunday, which is the 5th of June 2016, and I'll be doing a full 60 minutes just on the Euro 2016. And then obviously during the tournament, I'll be updating you on my show. And inshallah, I am planning to do the show during Ramzan Sharif as well. So at the same time for the 1 hour. So jazakallah for listening in, and we're going into the break. And inshallah, join me next week for the review. And have a wonderful week. And inshallah, I'll speak to you next week. And jazakallah to Haji Muhammad Shabir Mogasab for helping me behind the scenes. Take care, and Allah Hafiz.